Psalm 1 Sunrise 93KHJ welcoming T-Bass in studio, our good friend Owen Peary. And we got Angie in the background here. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, man, so you just, like, came in last night. You haven't even been here, like, 12 hours, huh?
Yep, just landed last night, got home. No place I'd rather be at 0700 than here with my friends at KHJ. Morning, American Samoa.
Morning. And, yeah, I like the military time. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to our veterans ahead of Veterans Day. They are doing a wave out there in front of McDonald's. So thank you guys for that, and appreciate all the service there.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you are here to make a presentation to our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at Territorial Bank, we're always looking for opportunities to support our community and give back to the community. And, you know, there's no better opportunity than to honor our veterans, you know, military personnel, first responders. And so the bank was given this opportunity a couple months back. I met with a group called Operation Gratitude. They're based out of California. They're a nonprofit organization, and they focus specifically on giving back to our military veterans and first responders. And so the bank took advantage of the opportunity. We sponsored 1,000 care packages that have been delivered to the territory. And those care packages are going to go out to our local military veterans over this Veterans Day weekend. And so those care packages were a donation from Territorial Bank straight to the local VA, who will be distributing those to our local veterans.
Okay, and you got a big check that you're presenting here this morning, too.
Yeah, so we couldn't bring in the 1,000 care packages. It wouldn't fit in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got a check that we're going to present to the VA for the sponsorship. Sorry, I'm bumbling this.
Oh, all good, yeah, but it's a big check. $25,000.
Yeah, $25,000. This is the largest single donation that the bank has made to date. So we're very proud, and we're absolutely ecstatic about being able to provide this to our local veterans.
And what are the care packages consist of?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of things. There's some snacks and some, you know, essential goods and what do you call this? I can't.
It was a long flight, huh?
I'm working on about 4.5 hours.
Angie making you do all the heavy lifting over here, huh?
So it's snacks, essential goods and needs, and
toothbrushes, toiletries, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you. Yeah. Well, that's nice. You know, it's just stuff you need. You know, it's save you a trip to Kosciuszko or whatever. It's
in the care package. Keep a little money in your pocket.
All right. Very cool. Well, good for you to consider our veterans ahead of the Veterans Day holiday. I don't know about you, man. I'm ready for a day off.
Yeah, we all are.
What were you doing in Seattle?
So a couple things. I had a couple checkups and then visit family. That's where I'm from originally.
As a Mariners fan, were you happy to see the Yankees just get blown out of the water in the series?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. How are your Seahawks looking?
The Seahawks.
They can't be as bad as my Cowboys. My goodness.
Thank goodness.
No, Cowboys are an absolute dumpster fire. They don't even belong in the NFL right now.
You know, week we'll look like we're Super Bowl contenders, and then the next week we look like we're high school.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
So you're feeling good like after a big win, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to watch the whole game this next Sunday, and then can't even get a first down.
Yeah, can't even get off the field on defense.
It's brutal, man.
It's frustrating.
All right, well, I'm glad you're back, man, and T-Bass is doing good things. Anything new on the horizon with T-Bass? Any product launches or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little too early to announce at this point, but just want to let everybody on island know that 2025, there's quite a bit that we've got on the roadmap that's going to be rolling out. We're really excited about the opportunity to let everybody know. So keep your eyes and ears open. There will be a lot of announcements here in 2025.
I had to go in there yesterday and set up some bank accounts for my kids, and it was so nice to see, like, every teller window is staffed.
Yeah.
Like that would be very frustrating. You ever go do banking and there's like one person working and there's like 850 people standing in line and it's, it feels like going to the ER. It's like, I'm not going anywhere for a while. So thanks for, you know, figuring that out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We try to do our best and make sure that we've got enough staff day in and day out so that we can get people in and out.
Question though.
Yes, sir.
I see, are you ex-military?
No, military raised. But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you hit me with a sir at 0700. I'm like, geez, he's going to have me doing PT before the end of this. But you had, I see when I drive by Tafun, and I do most of my stuff online, thanks to your help, of course. I'm always bugging you about that stuff. But what are most of the customers doing in line? Are they just like cash and checks?
Yeah, primarily just cash and checks, making withdrawals.
Don't they use the ATM?
We do. Yeah, we do have a significant amount of ATM usage on island. It would probably blow your mind a little bit, but I think just historically the way banking has been done on island has been in person at the bank.
Cash only.
We've seen a lot of progress. We've seen a lot of increased usage in our debit card. It might shock you a little bit. We did about $200 million in debit card spend last year. $200 million on our debit card, which is pretty phenomenal.
That's huge.
5 years ago.
Do we even get that much money a year from the federal government? That's massive. That's almost $250 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah, it's a little shocking when you think about it. But yeah, I think, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years.
I could buy IPA with that kind of cash. That's $200 million.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about.
Where is that money coming from? Remittances and
a lot of it is you know, just paychecks. I think there's more money on island than people realize, but
do you think that there will be less money though? I remember like after election year, well, this was different during COVID because we had all that COVID money coming in 2020, but after 2016, man, this place felt like it was in a recession. You were here in 16, you were with ANZ then, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Do you see something like that happening after this, you know, we get out of these elections?
You know, it's interesting. I think that the COVID money was so large that we're still circulating some of that, the COVID money, not just the stimulus, but, you know, the federal dollars that came to the territory for infrastructure projects. And so because we are a fairly... closed market, we're just seeing that money circulate still. I think it'd probably be another 3 to 5 years before we get back to what I guess would be normal for the territory.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the COVID money still, but the COVID prices are still here.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't know about 9% inflation. It seems more like 40% inflation.
That's what they're saying, 9% inflation?
At its peak, yeah. So at its peak in what 2022, they said it was 9%. But I'm pretty good with numbers, and my math does not come up to 9%.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't.
I just know that when I go do my shopping,
yeah,
I used to be able to get out of there with about, like spending $50. Now, if I can spend under $150. I'm lucky.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I got a small family. I don't have 8 mouths to feed. You know, there's.
Yeah, my family's a little bigger than that. So, yeah, if I can get out of there under $400, I'm praising the Lord because, my food bill, my kids like to eat.
Do you think that the new presidential administration will affect the economy globally? Would that be a good thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's interesting.
Like fuel, for instance. Like fuel, that's a big driver here.
Yeah. I think you're going to see fuel prices come down. I mean, they are relatively down at this point. I think you'd see that trend continue. My concern is a global recession. We are seeing some indicators that would indicate, you know, a recession. I'm not a big political guy, but, it's funny. I see, you know, the new president will come in January, and then, you know, mid 25, if we see a recession, all of a sudden it'll be the new administration's fault when, you know, the the steps that led to the recession happened 2, 3, 4 years ago. So yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
Drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's I think where Biden kind of went wrong is they stopped doing that, and that just made everything super duper expensive, the fracking and all that. If once you bring that in, I'm from Appalachia, so I got a lot of family that were affected by that, you know, the Keystone Pipeline and putting that on the back burner and stuff. And
you know, when a nation like the United States, who's one of the largest you know, consumers of energy, is dependent on foreign energy sources, it's not ever a good recipe. Yeah, it's not a good recipe.
Right. I got to think, man, if they didn't have all that oil there, we would not give one hoot about what was happening in...
I think that's fair. I think it's fair. But, you know, the U.S. has some of the largest oil reserves in the world.
I don't know. I guess they're waiting for us to go to war to use that or something.
Absolutely.
I don't know why we don't, you know. Isn't that the whole reason we got to Alaska?
Exactly. That's why they pay that that permanent fund dividend up there.
Oh, that's stuff. You'd never work again.
Yeah.
You'd live in high on the hog if you moved to Alaska.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, Lord willing. But anyway, thanks for thinking of our veterans.
Yeah, and before I go, John, I do want to take a moment to shout out Tony Feist and Ziggy Volrath, all our friends over there at Island Cargo Support. When we knew we were going to make this donation and get these care packages to the island for our local veterans, I reached out to Tony to coordinate shipping. We've got pallets of these care packs, and without hesitation, Tony said, "You know what, Owen, I want to donate free shipping to get those care packs to the local veterans." So, big shout out to Tony and Ziggy at Island Cargo Support. Always great partners for the bank and for the community.
All right. Good dudes there. All right. Thank you, Owen. That's Owen Peary, Prez of TBAS. And thank you, Angie, too, back there in the background. We've known you forever. We've done music festivals and Samoa Motors, and Angie's just great people. So 93KHJ and TBAS, and $25,000 donation and care packages to our local veterans. Thank you. Mala Lava. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, appreciate
Go sleep,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
take a half day. All right, we'll be back in a bit.